Hallelujah. Oh, that's it. Let's praise the Lord here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, yeah, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. God is good. God is good all the time. All the time. There's not a day that goes by. We can have trials. We can have tribulations. We can go through tough things. But one thing never changes, and that is God is always good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm feeling good tonight. I'm feeling real good tonight. I was a little bit tired this afternoon. The time change is absolutely killing me. But I took a little nap, and then I texted Sarah. I was like, hey, I need something with energy. I need some help. I don't feel anything. And so she shows up with a Red Bull, and I was like, yes, yes. About a quarter of the way through, I didn't even get halfway. My hands just start shaking, and I'm trembling. I'm like, oh, man, this feels good. I told Sister Pam, I was like, you know, I was really tired, but now tonight – I might preach 5 minutes. It might be over like that because I just feel wiry. Praise the Lord. But that could be good. That could be good for what I'm going to preach here tonight. Amen. As you're turning your Bibles to Acts chapter number 16. Got two different passages of scripture here. Acts chapter number 16. Amen. I feel God wants to do a mighty work here tonight. I really feel like he wants to do something very specific. I know last time I preached on prayer, and it's kind of going in a complete, exact, different way. I'm going to preach about worship tonight. Worship, but in a different manner, in a very different manner. So Acts chapter number 16, verse 25, it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and said, and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed." You turn over to John chapter number 4. John chapter number 4 and verse 23. And it says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Just for a little bit short amount of time, I'm going to preach to you. How far are you willing to go to get your answer? How far are you willing to go to get your answer? Right off the bat, you might not see what my title has to do with it, but just hang on and wait, because this matters. I want to know, and I'm challenging again. I love to challenge. How far are you willing to go just to get your answer? Will you put your Bibles and pray for God to move here tonight? God, we need you here tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, you the word of Jesus. Of the Spirit move. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let someone step out by faith in the name of Jesus. We pray, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands one more time. God, we worship you, Jesus. God, we praise you, Jesus. Open our heart, God. Open them in the name. Now, before you're seated, I was debating whether or not to do this. In speech class, they honestly tell you not to do this, but I'm going against the rules. I want to see, because I want you to be responsible to yourself, in words to say. If you have a need, any sort of need, any sort of dilemma, any sort of problem, this could be a lost loved one, it could be a situation in your life, finance, I don't care. You think of a need. And if you have a need, I want you to remain standing. Just remain standing. It's just about everyone. Not everyone has been seated. Then, I will say this and be very straightforward. If you leave without an answer, it is your fault. If you leave without an answer, this is your own fault. Because if you come with faith and anticipating your answer, you can leave with it tonight. So don't leave here and blame anybody else. It will be your own problem. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may be seated. In Jesus' name. It has always been in order to worship. It is our duty to worship God. I once heard a minister say that us as humans, we have a choice. We have a choice to be able to worship God. The animals, the angels, everybody else, they don't have a choice. It's just they have to worship God. But we have a given choice. If we don't want to, we don't have to. But we worship God because we want to. We were created to worship God. Isaiah 43 and verse 7, and it says, "Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him." Skip into verse 21. "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." We've heard it preached around here that we worship God for who he is. Not just because of what he's done, but for who God is. Sometimes we forget that we need to worship God for who he is. We come to church and we expect God just to consistently bless us. Bless me, God. If they sing the right song, then I'll worship. That ought not how it be ought to work. We ought to step out and worship God for who he is. For what God has done. He created us. If he filled you with the Holy Ghost, that's enough to worship God about. That's enough to get excited about. That's enough to leap for joy about. Name. We ought not have to wait for one specific song. I've been there. Be like, well, if they sing the right song, then I'm going to get out and I'm going to start dancing and running. That ought not to be. We ought not have to wait for one specific musician to play an instrument. Not wait for one specific singer to sing a song. We got to worship God for who he is. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. God has come to each of us. He has blessed us, overran us, full of blessings. If you're, like I said, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, there's a reason to worship. If you have a family, there's another reason to worship. If God has blessed you with a job, he's blessed you with finances, he's blessed you with a vehicle, that is enough to worship God about. There ought not to be any other reasons. Well, God, I worship you when I become a millionaire. I'd like that too, but we don't worship God because of that. Amen. The Bible says, and this is, wait, give me a second here, but the Bible says that the greatest commandment of all is love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. Love the Lord thy God. If you obey this commandment, as pastors preached, all the others are going to fall along. But it ain't going to be a problem for you to worship. If you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, you ain't going to be able to wait to get in his presence. You ain't going to be able to wait to worship God. You're going to come with an expectancy ready to worship God. Hallelujah, Jesus, 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 name. Glory to God. It ought not be the pastor's job to have to coax us into worship. And not ought to be a song leader's job to say, come on, let's worship God. Come on, come on, somebody respond. Let's worship God. It's just got to be something burning in us. God, I love you. God, I worship you. God, I don't care if anyone else is going to, but I'm going to worship you tonight. Jesus, I love you. Oh, can we worship God across this building? name. Worship is another way to get God's attention. So we know we ought to worship him for who he is. But this is also a way to say, hey, God, hey, I'm getting your attention, God. If we have something we're going through in our life, it's a way to like, hey, God, I'm worshiping you. I love you with all of my heart. But I need you, Jesus. I need you. God, it's I don't want to just to ask for blessings. I don't want to ask just for you, but I want to worship you because I know you're going to take care of everything. You're going to take care of all my problems. You're going to take care of all my dilemmas. So I'm going to worship you despite what's going on in my life. Jesus. It's not easy to want to clap your hands when there's no money coming into the bank. It's not easy to shout for joy if you've lost your job. It's not easy to want to run the aisles if you just had a relative that backslid. If you're going through depression and someone's up here like, oh, God's been so good, clap your hands. You ain't going to want to clap your hands. It's a little tough I just can't get through it. But God has been too good to you to fail him. God has been too good. Worship God for who he is. Worship God in the beauty of holiness. There's got to be something inside of us that says, I don't care. Just be blunt. I do not care what comes my way. I don't care what the devil's going to put in my life. I will worship God despite of it. I'm going to worship God no matter what. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, as I said before, God has never ever failed me. The world might fail me. Friends might disappear. Some even family members might turn their backs to us. But my God has never failed me. Not once has he ever left me. If I've ever there was a poem I read all a long time ago, and it just said, you know, God, where were you? I think I read it here before. But God, where were you? There's two footprints in the sand, and then all of a sudden there's one. Like, you deserted me, God. And he just simply takes a step back and says, no, that was the time I carried you. I never, never left you. That was when I carried you. Amen. When everything seems like a disaster in your life has happened, I want to ask you a question. Can you still worship God? When everything seems like it's come to the road's end, can you still worship God? Oh, I know you can worship God when you've gotten a raise at your job. I know you can worship God when everything's going right. But can you worship God in the valleys? Can you worship God when everything's not going okay? Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Jesus' name. I told you I wasn't going to be long. You can all stand. You can all stand, but this is where the call to action happens. Because we know we ought to worship God, but then we also know we worship God to get God's attention. All right? But also, we can worship God to get an answer. We can worship. There's worshiping by faith and worshiping for your answer. It's not all about, oh, God, but God's saying here, hey, I want to see what you do. I want to see what you do. That's why I tell, just how far are you willing to go to get your answer? There are times when we come to the front and we can get prayed for our answer. Either the pastor can lay hands on us or we just come to the front and God answers it. But then there's times you need to come to the front and God wants to see you worship for your answer. But I and God want to know, just how bad do you want it? Just how bad are you far? Are you willing to go to worship God for your answer? Jesus' name. So this way, I want to know, God, I feel that someone's answer is right around the corner. It's right around the corner. All you need to do is just come up in faith. I believe this with all of my heart. But there's one thing. Are you willing to worship for your answer? Are you willing to worship God for your answer? And I've got one more question. Are you going to do what you've always done? Are you going to do what you have always done? You're going to want to come up to the front and give God a little patty cake? Are you going to want to come up and do a little clapping? Maybe a little dance? But how bad? If I were to tell you, all it took was you worshiping with your whole heart, all in this front, and your lost loved one is going to come back to church the next service, you would be up here in 5 seconds shouting with all of your might, shouting with all of your strength. I want to know, do you have that faith? Do you have that faith tonight?